For the longest time, if you Googled my name, Pierce Flanagan, the top search result on Google was a headline from the city paper in an article that was written in the mid-1990s. And the headline was, "Corporate Cronies Line Up Behind Development." Now, in the mid-1990s, I was not a corporate crony. That's okay, yeah. Thank you. The article was written about a letter that my father had written to the mayor of Baltimore, along with 20 other business leaders, supporting the development of Harbor East, which was about to happen. My father was the president of P. Flanagan & Sons, which, as you heard, is one of the oldest construction companies in the region. If you've ever been on concrete or asphalt, if you've used BWI Airport, if you've flushed a toilet, if you've interacted with any of the infrastructure that we have in this region, you've used our products and our services. Now, as I said, I was not a corporate crony in the 1990s, but I did come to be associated with the Harbor East project. My first year of doing construction work, when I turned 18, I worked on a concrete crew at the Baltimore City Convention Center. We were replacing all the sidewalk. We built Sharp Street as it went right through the middle of the convention center. My second year, during the summer, I worked on Boston Street. It was a really big streetscapes project. I worked as a surveyor's assistant, or rod man. And in the summer of 1999, I approached my dad and asked him for a summer job. And he said, "Well, a lot of the people who were working with you on Boston Street last year are now at Harbor East. And why don't you go down there Monday and find Phil, and Phil will put you to work." So Monday morning came around, and I went down there. I found Phil, who I'd worked for the previous summer, and to neither one of our great surprise, my dad had not told Phil anything that I was going to come and work for him for the summer. But it was a much smaller job than Boston Street, and he didn't have as big of a team, so he was really grateful to have the help. And he devised sort of a hybrid position for me, where the first part of the morning, I'd come in and I'd measure the previous day's production. And then after I was done with that, I'd work as a general laborer with the site crew. And Harbor East had all the elements of a streetscape construction project. It had the sidewalks, the pavement, new curb and gutters, but it also had the Belgian blocks that formed the circle of the President Street roundabout. It had what was called Euro cobbles in front of the entrance to the Marriott waterfront. It had these beautiful granite bands that crisscrossed the roads. And all this stone product was imported from Italy. And it was really beautiful. And it just gave you a sense of what a special project this was. So I'd spend the first part of my day measuring. And I remember measuring the service entrance to the Hotel Marriott, their back way where the trucks would pull up and drop off supplies. And it was a circle, but it was not a true circle. It had two separate curves. And so measuring that was really complicated for me at the time. And I could feel that emotion now when I help my high school kids with their mathematics. Another day, it was a Friday afternoon, and Phil said, "Hey, Pierce, you got to go to the promenade," which we had redone all the pavers on the promenade. "And along the middle, there's these colored pavers. And when you measured it, you just gave me an area. But the colored pavers are a different item, and you got to count them." So I said, "Yes, sir." And I went to the promenade, and like I said, it's just four pavers, and they're about 15 feet apart. So you kind of walk, and one, two, three. But I kept losing count because Pier 6 had a concert going on at the time. And people were, like, setting up beach chairs all around me. So it was really confusing. After I got done measuring, I'd go to the site crew. And so I'd do a little sketch of what I'd measured, and I'd give it to Phil. And then I'd go find Charlie, who was the foreman on the job. And Charlie was like a real outgoing guy from North Carolina, knew everybody on the whole building site, a lot of fun to be around. And then there was Frank, who was a really quiet, heavy equipment operator. He'd been doing that job since he was 15, he'd been in the union that whole time, and he told me that he'd gotten an opportunity through the vocational school that he went to. And then there was Tim, who was the other general labor. And so I'd go help them as a general laborer alongside Tim. And I remember one Saturday in particular, we had to do the roadway that existed between the parking garage and the hotel. And the hotel was still under construction, and that contractor would always use that area for the deliveries. But we had to build this road, and we could never get access to it. So they were shut down on the Saturday. We came in, and Charlie said, "Tim and Pierce, look, put the road closed sign up, and don't let anybody, and I mean anybody, come in here and prevent us from working. Because we set this up, and this is our job site today." I said, "Okay, great." So we put up the road closed sign, which inevitably means that somebody's going to immediately turn into it, which of course happened. A black sedan turned in and started coming down the road, and Tim went straight up to the van, waving his arms, "Turn it around, turn it around." And I saw a respectful wave through the windshield, and as the car turned, I looked in the window, and I could see that it was John Patarakis who was coming to inspect the site, and we had just shooed away the king of Harbor East, the place where we were working. And I remember as the car drove away, Charlie came down, he was just shaking his head. He said, "I think I recognize that guy." And, oh Lord. And so Tim walked up, he parked about a block away, and Mr. Patarakis said, "No apology necessary. You're doing your job. Everything's great." So we were all very relieved. Another time, Phil called Charlie and Frank and Tim and I to the fountain. Now, the centerpiece of Harbor East and the centerpiece of our project was the Katyn National Memorial. In 1940, Russia invaded Poland, and there were these horrible war crimes committed in the Katyn Forest. And for decades, Polish community had been raising funds and raising awareness about the Katyn Forest atrocities. And so that was the centerpiece of the President Street roundabout, this beautiful fountain that we built, and then, of course, the statue that sits atop of it. But Phil, we had built the foundation of the fountain and almost all of the fountain on top. It's like kind of like a wedding cake or a birthday cake. And Phil said, "Guys, the other day I was taking a shower and I got to thinking." Now, this was something that Phil said all the time. He was always telling us about his thoughts that he'd have when he was showering, but it seemed extra relevant because we were building a fountain and, you know, water feature. And he said, "Guys, there was a design flaw. There's no way to get under the fountain. And if there's ever a need for maintenance or service or anything along those lines, they're going to be in big trouble. So Frank's going to dig a hole." I talked to the design engineer. We have a plan for this. "Frank's going to dig a hole right next to it, and we're going to put a manhole in there. But the tunnel that connects, that goes underneath the fountain, we're going to have to dig that by hand." And when he said we're having to dig it by hand, he was looking at me and Tim. So Tim shrugged. He was like, another day at the office. But I got pretty excited. I was like, this is really going to be a cool story someday. And so Frank dug a hole, and Tim and I took turns for pretty much a whole day with a big digging bar and a short little spade. And we finally got up in there. And when we break through into the fountain, there's a huge round of applause, and everybody's cheering. And I recall all these men with, like, crossed arms kind of watching us dig. You know, it's kind of like a stereotypical thing on construction sites. You got five people watching two people dig. And the other thing I remember about that job is when the statue arrived, it was this huge rectangular box that made its way down the city streets and up Alisana to President Street. It was 50 feet tall, and it had all this plastic wrap around it. And there was this team of Polish workers who had traveled with the statue, and nobody except for them was going to touch this thing. That was the word. And they were all wearing these bright blue jumpsuits and didn't speak a word of English. And when the plastic wrap came down off this framework, we were stunned. There was this immense golden flame, this amazing flame. But we were all expecting a 50-foot eagle. All the word on the street was that this statue was a 50-foot-tall golden eagle. We've been talking about it all summer. And so they went to work stretching it, putting it on the fountain. And the mystery of the eagle was revealed to us. And so Tim and Charlie and I, we walked a couple blocks up President Street. And just at the right angle, you can look in, and within the flame is the Polish national eagle was created out of the negative space of the sculpture. And it's really beautiful. So next time you're in Harbor East, I hope that you think about the Gatyn Memorial and take a moment to look at that that eagle that's in the center of it. I hope that you think about all those corporate cronies who ended up getting a really amazing development built. But I also want you to think about that tunnel that Tim and Pierce dug by hand. Thank you very much.